USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his second full cabinet meeting on Tuesday, where he discussed the importance of Americans getting the coronavirus vaccine in the wake of cases climbing once again across the country.
We have to stay vigilant, especially with the Delta variant that's out there. While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people.
Biden's comments come as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Delta variant. Blue Origin has sold almost $100 million worth of tickets for future space flights. Jeff Bezos has already gone to the edge of space in a rocket designed by his company, and he described demand for tickets as very, very high. A seat on the first flight with the Amazon founder went for $28 million. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Fire crews in southern Oregon say the bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. This firefighter telling CBS News there's only so much that can be done from the ground.
We are seeing retardant drops and bucket work. Those things, they don't stop it. They will slow it down, but none of those things can absolutely stop a fire.
Meanwhile, the Beckworth Complex fire on the Sierra Mountain Range is at 88% contained. It's burned over 105,000 acres in Northern California. And regarding all those acres lost, this firefighter tells CBS News why.
The winds picked up. We had low humidities, low fuel moistures.
Six-time Paralympics medalist Becca Myers says she won't participate in this year's games in Tokyo. The announcement coming after the deafblind swimmer was told she couldn't bring her mother and personal care assistant due to COVID restrictions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Representative Jim Jordan has been named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. Jordan, one of five Republicans named by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to the committee that will hold hearings on the January 6th Capitol riot, where several hundred people stormed the federal building to disrupt the joint session of Congress, making a final tally of the 2020 Electoral College votes. Jordan telling Newsmax he's excited to be on the committee and reminding everyone.
There were a number of the folks on this committee who objected on January 6, 2017. Remember, for 4 years, they said the 2016 election was stolen. So I guess the rule is, Grant, I guess the rule is only Democrats can object to any type of election and raise any concerns about an election. When we do it all, that somehow that's terrible, but they can do it no problem. So once again, the double standard, we will definitely point out that, not to mention the fact that during the summer of 2020, they said that they called all those terrible actions that took place against law enforcement, small business owners, and American citizens. They called it peaceful protests. They talked about defunding the police. They actually did defund the police, and they bailed out the very people who were creating the anarchy in our streets.
Two House lawmakers are introducing new legislation amid the fight to free Britney. The Free Act is meant to protect those under legal guardianships and conservatorships from being abused or exploited. The announcement comes as pop star Britney Spears' conservatorship battle continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.